Welcome back to this final video in this workshop series on recovery from childhood trauma. What I want to do in this last session is share a couple stories from my own healing journey and offer a few closing comments. The first story I want to share comes from a time early in my recovery journey. Not long after I began to confront my own childhood trauma, I began to find myself asking angry, anguished questions of God. Questions like, where were you? Questions like, how could you let this happen? How could you let this happen to me or to any child, anywhere, anytime? The questions surprised me. I did not know they were there. They alarmed me. They distressed me. And I felt shame for having these questions. But I remembered and returned to the reality that Scripture gives voice to this kind of angry, anguished protest and lament. In the prophets, and especially in the Psalms, there are many prayers of angry, anguished protest, directed directly towards God. So I began to really see this as the prayer that I needed to pray at that time. And I believe that God wants us to bring our anger, our anguish, our lament, and our protest directly to God, because I believe God wants to respond to us, not with answers that are academic or philosophical or theological. I believe God wants to respond to us in ways that are responsive to the anguish of our hearts, to the deepest realities of our heart cries. So if you're experiencing something like this, I would say to you to see it as a form of prayer. That's really a necessary and important part of our healing journey for many of us. Your protests matter. Your anger and your anguish matter. And you can take all of that to God. The second story I want to share with you comes from a time much later in my healing journey. One day, kind of out of the blue, I had this sense that God was asking me if I was ready. If I was ready to let that little kid in me experience freedom from all the shame and all the despair that I had carried. And my response was immediately yes. And almost as quickly, I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who will I be without my shame and without my despair? It felt like it would literally be annihilating. And I think the deeper our surrender goes, the surrender of that judgmental part of us, the deeper our surrender goes of our self-condemnation and self-blame, the more it feels like we are letting go of our very identity. God was respectfully quiet for many days, until one day I sensed God saying to me quite clearly, you will be who you've always been. You will be my much-loved child. And to that, I could say, yes, yes, please heal me that deeply. My greatest prayer for you who are watching this video series is that you too will come to know more and more that you are God's much-loved child. No matter what was done to you, no matter what happened, no matter what you have come to believe to be true about yourself, no matter what you have done, you are and you always have been and you always will be God's much-loved child. Each of our healing journeys is a unique story. Your story is different than my story. But each of our stories is a story that's being written by God. Our healing stories are the stories of God's persevering, gentle, faithful, powerful, tender, and intimate love for us, drawing us in to greater wholeness, greater freedom, greater awakening to the reality that we are loved, so that we can live and rest in that love and live in that love for others. What I have for you for this final session in the User's Guide are some questions for your reflection, inviting you to do some writing about where you are at this time in your healing journey and about some of your own story up to this point. And in the audio meditation, I again invite you to go to that peaceful place with your younger self and to meet Jesus there. And I invite you to listen as Jesus speaks words of blessing and hope over you. Thank you so much for being a part of this workshop series. Blessings on you as you continue on your healing journey. Do continue on. And do take really good care of you. Thank you.